Could you tell me a little bit about what you'll be presenting in the two communities?
We are doing a presentation on compassionate care for individuals who are struggling with drug and alcohol addiction. This came about as a need, I think, with the governor's recent proclamation of addiction being a public health concern for the state of Alaska. There's been a lot of news about the prevalence of opioid addiction, in particular, increasing in our communities. So we at Search just felt the need to present what services are available to the communities of Southeast Alaska and to present those and also just have a discussion. You know, addiction is a very complex issue. Many people associate people who are addicted with, you know, some sort of flawed personality, or it's their fault, they're bad people, that's why they are addicted. And Search really takes a different view. Addiction is really a brain disease that can be treated, and the patient can get help. They can overcome it with the right supports and, in some cases, medication. But the presence of myself, you know, representing health promotion, Dr. Shufelt as the clinical lead, and Mary in behavioral health is very intentional. You know, these are three kind of separate areas of health, but they do all come together when we're trying to address the causes of addiction and how to help patients who are struggling with it.
In the local discussion that's been going on here in Petersburg in the last year and a half, there's been a lot of questioning about what long-term residential treatment is available for people with substance abuse problems, or even outpatient services. Is any of that available through Search?
Some of it is. There is. We have an outpatient, intensive outpatient is what it's called, for a person who is, they would have to come to the community of Sitka, but that has been arranged before. The patient basically has intensive meetings in the morning and then again in the evening, but they're living in a, you know, a residential environment where the good thing about, I think, the intensive outpatient is that the patient does have time on their own to be in a, what they, you know, a more normal environment versus a fully residential place where they're completely separated from a home environment where there might be triggers that they have to deal with and learn to cope with. Intensive outpatient kind of gives that really strong support, but also lets the patient be out in the world for part of the day and kind of test these new skills in what will be more of a normal environment, so that once they're home, they are that much stronger to deal with some of the triggers that just might be out there for them. I'm speaking very broadly about something that's much more highly technical, so I hope it comes across well. I don't mean to belittle it, but intensive outpatient is a really nice stepping stone for a person who maybe is not ready for the full-on residential treatment. You asked about for the residential treatment options, though. We do have, Search doesn't operate a full residential treatment center. However, we're regularly helping patients get referred and set up with residential treatment. We use Rainforest Recovery Program. They are based out of Juneau. That's probably the closest one for many of our patients to attend. But there are others, of course, both in Alaska and outside of Alaska. And our staff are very well versed in assessing the patient and helping them get to the treatment program that's going to be right for them. Beyond that, we also have recently added several programs in the region that are medication-assisted therapies. These are prescription drug programs that help a patient be free of their addictive substance. In most cases, it's opioids. We have Suboxone available in many of our clinics, and many of our providers can prescribe it. And this is a medication that for many patients who are struggling with opioid addiction, it just helps them get their life back so that they can reduce the cravings enough so that they can focus on what the issues are and get healthy. And ideally, you know, just be free forever of the addiction that got them so sick in the first place.
The other thing I hear in the local discussion is the high cost and the difficulty in getting into some treatment programs. Is this improving at all?
I hope so. We deal with it too, and I won't say that that isn't a real issue. It absolutely is a real issue. We're hoping to help. You know, we try to keep our eye on the ever-changing landscape of insurance, Medicaid, and Medicare reimbursements, and trying to give as much benefit as possible to every person in Southeast who needs it. But we will get into this discussion at our lengthier presentations too, of how can we mitigate the cost as much as possible. But it is definitely a factor in access to these programs. Many people feel like it's just totally out of reach. They can't handle the travel, they can't handle the costs of paying for the programs once they get there.
Is there anything else to highlight about either presentation in Wrangell or Petersburg?
I hope that these will be the beginning of a solid discussion. And I know these communities have certainly had the discussions among themselves before. I really invite us all to address these complex issues as a team and to really, you know, share the load in a way. But I think that we'll all be more successful if we can try to put our resources together and keep communication flowing. That's why I really welcome the idea of spending some time with the people in Petersburg, with the people in Wrangell, you know, seeing each other's faces, seeing what we do. Even though SEARCH is a regional organization, we're not that far from each other. And I think that having these face-to-face meetings on a regular basis will help us all to stay in touch and communicate and do what's best for our communities.